I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with this worldwide news update. Ukrainian and Polish officials say U.S. arms deliveries to Ukraine have resumed. The deliveries came Wednesday, a day after the Trump administration lifted its suspension of military aid for Kyiv in its war against Russia, and Ukrainian officials signaled they were open to a 30-day ceasefire backed by Washington.
It's up to Russia now, but we've had a good relationship with both parties, actually, and we'll see. We'll be knowing people are going to Russia right now as we speak. And hopefully we can get a ceasefire from Russia.
President Donald Trump at the White House on Wednesday also again made threats of hitting Russia with new sanctions. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov told reporters that Moscow is awaiting more information about the proposal from the U.S. The Kremlin has previously opposed anything short of a permanent end to the conflict and has not accepted any concessions. The American military help is vital for Ukraine's short-handed and weary army, which is having a tough time keeping Russia's bigger military force at bay. Pakistan's military says insurgents who attacked a passenger train in Pakistan killed 21 hostages, while security forces rescued over 300 others. Officials on Wednesday said all 50 assailants were killed. The separatists attacked the train carrying 440 people Tuesday in a tunnel in a remote part of southwestern Baluchistan province. The separatist Baluch Liberation Army claimed responsibility for the attack. Baluchistan borders Iran and Afghanistan and has long been the scene of insurgency. The train had been traveling from Quetta to the northern city of Peshawar. Officials say the Jaffer Express train was partially inside a tunnel when the militants blew up the tracks, forcing the engine and 9 coaches to stop. This is VOA News. Residents and businesses in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo say they're struggling to access cash and conduct basic transactions. That's amid bank closures after rebels took over the region's two biggest cities, Bukavu and Goma. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
A liquidity crisis is now crippling the local economy and exacerbating an already dire humanitarian situation. Unfavorable exchange rates and surging prices for basic necessities are eroding the purchasing power of the local currency. Goma resident and imam Ali Juma said that items have become really expensive and that life is becoming more difficult. M23 rebels seized Goma and Bukavu this year in a dramatic escalation of a long-running conflict. Rwanda denies providing arms and troops to the group. On Tuesday, Angola said it would attempt to broker direct talks between Congo's government and the M23 in the coming days.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. The Trump administration is increasing tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports to 25%. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The European Union is imposing retaliatory tariffs. Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says it's unnecessary.
We firmly believe that in a world fraught with geoeconomic and political uncertainties, it is not in our common interest to burden our economies with such tariffs.
At the White House, Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the tariffs bring about fair and balanced trade.
Revenues will stay here, wages will go up, and our country will be made wealthy again.
I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump's sharp trade measures and hostile words toward Canada are starting to sour some Canadian tourists on American destinations. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Corey Fram is the director of the Thousand Islands International Tourism Council and says the change in tone is taking a toll.
What we've noticed is a lot of our potential visitors, particularly on the Canadian side, they're quite angry. They're quite hurt by what they see as policy and rhetoric that is attacking.
Some Canadians say they've canceled planned trips to the U.S., preferring other destinations instead.
Some of their folks are telling them they're going to vote with their dollars and they're not going to come visit the United States.
Flight data tracking firm Forward Keys reported new bookings to the United States from Canada have declined about 20% since February 1st compared with the year ago period.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.